Brings us to Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well. Article in this morning's paper talking about the offensive line and the work against Georgia. Thomas Welch was injured. That's a tough loss for this team. Talk a little about what you saw from that unit on Saturday.
Well, I think what you're starting to see happen, Kevin, is not so long ago, teams would come in and pretty much stay very vanilla against Vanderbilt, wouldn't try to make a lot of changes or do a lot of things. Make a lot of adjustments, figure they could just line up and play and wouldn't have any problems. And now you're seeing teams come in and do things that they haven't done all year long, and they're doing things that they're making big changes on and making Vanderbilt have to deal with those adjustments. And so the Commodores are, you know, kind of dealing with that. And then, as you said, you lose really one of the anchors of your line and Thomas Welch, the left tackle, you know, a couple of times during the course of that game. And it really puts a lot of pressure on that line. I think what's frustrating everybody most of all, though, and I think the offensive line would tell you as well, is, you know, they come out to open the second half and put together a sparkling drive, just march downfield, run the ball extremely well, connect on passes, convert on third down, score a touchdown, and get right back into the game. And everybody goes, wow, okay, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're talking about. And then it doesn't happen again. And I think that's what's really got them perplexed. They know they have the capability. They've done it. They just haven't done it consistently.
They brought in McKenzie Adams at the end of the game. And, you know, it's a little different situation than playing, you know, at another point in the game, you know, if the game is out of hand. What do you think the thought process is as far as how they view the quarterbacks at this point with Larry Smith and McKenzie?
I don't think it changes. I think it's still the way it was. And you know, McKenzie came in, I think he completed six passes on the drive, but without taking anything away from the fact that he did, you know, Georgia at that point is playing basically a prevent kind of defense, just sitting back and making sure nobody gets behind them. So it's a little easier in that situation to complete the passes probably. But he looked good. He threw the ball accurately, which is exactly what I think everybody would have expected, certainly what Bobby Johnson expected. But in terms of whether there's going to be a change, I just don't see that happening. I just think that was that situation where the game was over at that point. Let Mack in, get some experience, and throw the football a little bit. So they did, but I don't foresee any changes in the starting lineup.
You don't typically see this defense give up 34 points and some missed tackles on Saturday and you know, some short passes that turned into big plays, including the one to A.J. Green.
And that's the only one they really let A.J. Green get loose on, and he, you know, had one-on-one coverage. He made one man miss, and he showed why he's such a talented receiver. Some missed tackles, yes, really disappointing in the special teams. You know, giving up the short field on those long punt returns really puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And I think what happened as well is, as that game is going on, I think the defense felt like they needed to make a big play, maybe even score themselves, to try to get Vanderbilt back in the game. And when that happens, you start taking chances, gambling, doing things you don't normally do, and they either work or you get burned on them, and unfortunately they didn't work in this case. So that was part of the frustration too. I think the defense got a little desperate in that they felt like they needed to make something spectacular happen to have a chance.
Joe, other things going on campus this weekend, including the start of basketball practice and the Black and Gold Series for baseball.
Yep, game four of the Black and Gold Series tonight at 8 o'clock. Sonny Gray pitched five innings, one hit last night. Joe Loftus, three hits, four RBIs, a home run. In a 13-4 win for his club. They'll play 8 o'clock tonight and then 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And it was over at basketball practice a little bit on Friday. See the team get out there. First time to see John Jenkins out there with the team. This just in, he's still a pretty good shooter. So I think we have a lot to look forward to with them.
All right, Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys. Thanks.